The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Here's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people! What they want. Happy Friday to everyone except for Lakers fans, because late last night they faced off against the Clippers, and while it was close for the first two quarters in the third quarter, the Clippers pulled away on the back of Reggie Jackson. Jalen Rose, did you think Reggie Jackson would be the biggest star of this game going into
Only
it?
Only in California. This is a Hollywood script. So let me get this right. Former great Detroit Piston, along with Morris and Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson is on the big stage playing against future Hall of Famers like Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. He's having a career night. They have a better record than the Lakers without Kawhi. Most of the season without PG, they just added Powell and Covington, so they got better. And now all of a sudden, you got Russ isolated. Show him crossover Russ, please. Please show me that play.
Like,
I want to really get into this game. Like, look at that. He did the Ooh. Stanky leg, dog. Like, is somebody out there doing the stanky leg on you, dog? That's disrespectful. That was like Gary Payton trying to do the white chocolate. Maybe he crossed him over. GP tried to trip him. That's why. And that's why when you see the Allen Iverson video of Ty Lue, that's why Draymond Green was like, no, LeBron ain't stepping over me. And he got suspended. So let me say more. So now all of a sudden, you still having this big game. And by the way, y'all waxing the Lakers. Mm-hmm. National TV, y'all just waxing the Lakers. LeBron playing the five, he playing the one. They got junk lineups out there. It's Austin Reeves out there. This ain't the 17 championship Lakers that I'm seeing on the floor. And then I hear the crowd that played top dollar in Los Angeles. Let me see who was on the marquee. Who were they chanting last night? Are they saying Reggie?
They say Reggie?
In the house that Kobe Bryant and Shaq built for the franchise that had Wilt West, Magic, and Kareem, and Worthy? Are we serious right now? I do not want to disrespect Reggie Jackson, because that's my guy, and he was balling a career night. But this is the lowest of the lows. Like, people was walking around downtown Los Angeles last night, Jacoby. It was somber. Okay, like, people were actually upset. Like, this is what I was thinking. And here's the bad thing for LeBron James. If you play every minute of every game, people are gonna say you stat chasing for the record of all-time scoring. If you shut it down, people are gonna say you quit on the squad.
Exactly, yeah, so, you can't win.
So what you gotta do is what most of the rest of the world has to do when turbulence happens. See, usually great players, they don't get as much turbulence as the rest of us, you know what I'm saying? They get to fly like 15 of their 20 years at a great altitude, you see what I'm saying? But every now and then, the road get a little bumpy. And it's happening right now for LeBron. And here's what he got to do. He got to play harder. And he had to reinvest. Yes. I'm telling you, dog. A lot of this has to do with talent, but it just has to do with effort as well. Always remember, Jalen Rose told you this. A measure of your GPA in school is your effort. If you show up every day, if you have a good attitude, if you have a good posture, you don't have to open your mouth. You're a pass. Just by doing those things. Test taking, that's a skill. And in basketball, the regular season, Jacoby, is about effort. Yep. Look at the teams. Look at Memphis, the Bulls. They're beating teams because they have MVP candidates like DeMar DeRozan and Ja Morant. But that's the only people on their squad y'all talking about. Why? Because the rest of the people are playing with dirty work and effort. That's what the Lakers don't have, and that's why they're getting waxed by the Clippers. And they got LeBron James at the podium. Did LeBron James say the Clippers was better than the Lakers?
Here's the thing. I started the season, Lakers, my favorites to win the West. And I was like, oh, when AD comes back, they'll get it back. They'll be in the top four seeds. And then I was like, oh, AD went back out. Well, when AD comes back, maybe they'll have a puncher's chance in the playoffs. Now I'm like, no chance, no way, stop the fight. They're going to lose in the play-in. They're going to lose in the play-in. The Pelicans are going to go over them and get the 9 seed at least, too. And they're going to lose the first game of the play-in, and then you're not going to hear from LeBron for 2 weeks. I'm telling you, man, we can see what's happening. I no longer believe in this team. Not even 1% chance to even win 2 rounds in the playoffs. There's no chance. I don't care if they get AD back. I don't care if they get Westbrook back.
Did.
I don't care if they get Magic Johnson back. I don't care if they get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back. I don't care if they get Kurt Rambis back. I don't care about anything. The Lakers are doing nothing this season, and then they're going to trade Westbrook in the offseason and hopefully bring a roster that can support LeBron James better than this one.
And I have to say more names, when LeBron isn't around me. Okay. Russell Westbrook, like I said, future Hall of Famer. I love the intangibles that Russ brings.
Uh-oh. Once Jalen starts complimenting you like this.
He misses more layups for any great player in a restricted area that I've seen in a while. And let me talk about the Lakers and what they gave up to get LeBron's championship. A lot of young talent. Of course, yep. They wouldn't have been able to keep this talent over a 5-6 year period, but what ends up happening is this becomes the residue of you using young talent that now you have the oldest team in the history of the NBA. And these guys are other places balling. And by the way, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, not even listed.
They're just on this yet. Page. We took two
that?
Pages.
Boom! Here comes the boom! Here comes the boom!
Julius Randle, all-star.
So that's the investment that the Lakers paid when they got LeBron and their franchise, the bubble championship. And that's fine. When
Dirk
wins one with the Mavs, that's celebrated forever. You know, but this is the Lakers, and it's a different expectation. And I'm telling you right now, Purple and Gold Nation ain't happy that you talking about C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram being coached by Willie Green is basically about to eliminate the Lakers in the play-in. Is that what you said?
It's wild. Well, the Lakers are the star-studded team in the Western Conference is underperforming expectations. The Nets are the star-studded team in the Eastern Conference underperforming expectations. A lot of their underperformance has to do with availability, but Kevin Durant was available last night as they hosted the Miami Heat, and it was a good game up until the end. Mr. Rose, before we get to KD, let's celebrate what the Miami Heat have been able to do, not just last night, but this entire season.
In particular, Bam, right? Mm. So, like, he's now become that anchor that has taken his game to another level where he could be a game-changing big in the league and dominant in the East. Not all-star level, MVP level yet, like Giannis and Joel Embiid, but right underneath them. That's how it should be when he comes to town. And that's what he's doing with the points, the boards, the blocks, the switches out on the perimeter, the communication, because the perimeter players have been locked in. Now, Jimmy, let me be a person to say this out loud. If he get his shooting together, he have a terrible shooting year happening.
Yeah,
for
he
those
is.
Of us that really
he
watch is. The game. From yep. two, from three, from the free throw line, and they're still flirting with the number one seed. But Hero's picking up the slack, and Eric Spoelstra's talent development. You see Strus playing quality minutes. Twin dunking on people. He had over 20,
Caleb
I believe,
Martin.
In this game. Absolutely.
Yep.
And so now all of a sudden, I look at this Heat squad. They're going to get Lowry back. They have the most depth to me and the most chemistry of a squad that has legitimate chance, other than the Bucks, they're the defending world champions, to come out of the East. And I must say this, when you start talking about all-time great players and those that are about to get their number retired, shout to Udonis Haslam.
Yep.
Who's going to get his number retired by the Heat one day?
Jalen, we always talk about the Nets and how they haven't had all their players available during the season. The Heat haven't either, yet they're number one in the Eastern Conference. Like, the Heat have very rarely had Lowry, Butler, Hero, Bam, and everybody is all available at the same time. If they can get healthy and available for the playoffs, I might just pick them to win the East. I'm not close to picking them to win the East.
If you want a safe bet, it's the Miami Heat. They won it 2 years ago. Other than Pop, to me, they have the best coach in the NBA. They have a built-in chemistry that we've talked about as the Miami Mafia. But let me tell you something that's going to be a beautiful thing once the playoffs start. That unlike the Lakers, KD ain't allowing the Nets to get eliminated in the play-in. And he came back last night. Did you see?
He looked
good.
You
see Easy Money Sniper?
He looked good. He looked good. He looked ready. I watched him last night. I was like, he should have came back earlier. Look at this dude.
Don't that look different? Don't that look different? Catching it against the zone. No dribble. Face up. Seven. Oh, off the bounce. Off the left. Hezzy.
Easy.
All net Easy Money. Oh, three ball. He checked. Bang, bang. And so, like, don't forget now. Oh, we want more.
Just walk into that.
And so all of a sudden, Kyrie, we don't know what's going to happen with the restrictions, clearly, but he's going to play in road games. And you and I both know this. Mark KD and Kyrie down for 30 each. Like, I remember watching Kyrie and LeBron torch people on the way to the NBA championship, including the Golden State Warriors, when they were down 3-1. And I was at the game when they both had 40. Like, this is now graduating and reminding me of this could be now Kyrie and KD. So when these playoffs start, it's going to be great fantasy. It's going to be great theater to see. And we don't know what's going to happen with Ben Simmons.
I have no belief in the Lakers winning a play-in game, but the Nets, I'm penciling them in. They're already the seventh seed. They can be whatever seed they want. Very quickly, let's talk about a matchup between two teams from different conferences that are headed in the same direction, and that direction is up. I'm talking about the Grizzlies and the Celtics. This one was great, but it was Jason Tatum. With a little reminder to everybody that not only is his team performance, but his personal performance was amazing last night, especially in the fourth quarter taking over the game.
Did you hear me on my Mary J? You remind me.
Now you've sung Beyonce and Mary J. You've disrespected two of the queens of the art of singing so far.
I just bow down and pay homage because Mary, I see her all of the time. I see her on Power. I see her at the Super Bowl. See her at the NBA All-Star game. She crushing. I see Jason Tatum getting buckets. And I see the Celtics playing D. And they slowed down John the first half. And then he had a low field goal percentage. But Jason Tatum took over in the fourth quarter. But I have to show you something that happened. You see him looking at his left hand? There was a period of time that Ja Morant was also looking at his left hand, but he was looking at it with his head at the rim while he was looking at his left hand, and he dunked the basketball. Did you see that play?
The alley-oop?
Did you see that?
Of course. Of course.
Slow-mo snatches the jewels. You already know what's coming. You already know. Ooh.
Oh, Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart did a great job getting out the way of this one.
Watch your head, Marcus Smart, and you got a lot of hair. Watch it, Marcus Smart. Ooh. Ja Morant has been must-see TV.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. He is my league pass favorite at the moment. Don't tell LaMelo
Ball.
Hope
they get Dylan Brooks back. Jaylen. And I hope Jaren Jackson Jr. can stay healthy.
When we come back, we have a tale of two teams in the Western Conference headed two different directions.
Did you say tails?
The Mavs are headed up. That is because of that man, Luka Doncic. And we'll show you how they locked up Steph Curry
too short
last night as well.
Once said, these are the tales that I tell so well.
Doubleheader tonight on ESPN. First, it is Battle of the Eastern Conference Monsters. The Bucks and the Bulls at 7:30. And then in the nightcap, it is the Knicks traveling to Phoenix to take on the Suns.
Man.
Guarantee the Knicks lose by 20 in this one. And it's all preceded by a Jalen Rose in a suit with a fresh haircut at 7 p.m. on ESPN on NBA Countdown.
Jacoby, I know you saw DeMar DeRozan on that promotion. Where's Tristan Thompson? I know you saw that video.
Don't you dare. We'll talk about that later. Jalen Rose, we'll talk about that later. Tristan Thompson, I feel you. I feel you. Jalen Rose, Luka Doncic does not miss eight in a row unguarded in the lane. Luka Doncic put up 41. He is really starting to come into form as the season goes on, and I mean that in both ways. But look at Doncic cook on this Warriors defense.
You old enough to remember certain debates like Michael Jackson or Prince, right? You remember that? How about Jay-Z or Nas? You remember those debates?
Yes.
How about Luka or Ja? Because that's what we're about to be saying. Like, both of these guys have been spectacular this year, just catapulting themselves into the MVP conversation. And you know you're a young superstar when we show your team's highlights. And most people only show you and only say your name. And for Luka, he getting the boards, he getting the dimes, and the Mavs constantly on his back after trading Porzingis. Now, just think about it. On paper, when they trade Porzingis, there are some people that feel like, oh, that's taking an L. Is he playing in Washington?
No, he's not. No.
Okay. And Spencer Dinwiddie's been having some good moments also for the Mavs. So, again, shout out to Luka. He's been killing this year.
He absolutely has. And one thing that was very interesting about this is the defense they played on Steph Curry. I know you watched Wardell Stephen Curry, and I expected him to bring this Warriors team back, but he was having some trouble doing so because of the double teams.
Absolutely. How about this, Jacoby? Stephen Curry played the entire fourth quarter and didn't attempt a shot. That's the last time in his life that will ever happen again. I don't care what defense they're playing. So that's a combination of the two. You credit the defense and you credit him for giving up the ball and trusting his teammates. But this is also the greatest shooter that we've seen all time. And at three-quarter court, you might want to contest it because it may go in. He will never allow that to happen again. But I give credit to Jason Kidd and that defense for showing a different look, slowing Steph down, keeping him on his heels. And again, it starts by Luka leading the way offensively, and their defense just picked it up. That was a great dub by the Mavs.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the Hawks. I've been disappointed by the Hawks this year. I had higher hopes for them, and they have been sliding. However, they went up against the Bulls, and they just gave us a glimpse of why there's reason to believe if you are a Hawks fan, because Trae Young had 39 and 13 assists.
Oh, and by the way, when I go to my favorite restaurant, there's a menu, right? And you got choice. You want Luka? You want Ja? Or you want Trae Young? Like, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Like, these are all three different styles. And by the way, Trae led his team to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, to your point. So he gives the Hawks a puncher's chance because he can go off on games like this, just 39 and 13, which is crazy.
So, Jalen, I was watching this one. There's a sequence at the end of the game where Trae Young just shows just how special he is, because this was a close game at this point. You get Trae. Here he is, just no-look pass, find somebody in the corner for an open three. This is after he hit a three. And this is like crucial moments. Then watch this. Just A.O. not even close to him with the step back. I mean, Trae Young just created himself 9 points in three possessions at the end of this game. And then there's this one, too, which was the next possession. I mean, unguardable the way that he can facilitate for himself, and then when he needs to in the fourth quarter, take over. Last night, after I gave up on the Hawks watching this game, they brought me back in and they gave me belief.
Jalen, last night, Hawks. You know, that's our home away from home. They always show me and the fam love.
Jalen, last night was a big night in the NBA, but there's also a very historic night in college basketball, as it was Coach K's final home game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. You went up against Coach K and the Duke Blue Devils, right? That's this Saturday. Tomorrow is the final home game. You went up against the Duke Blue Devils a couple times, didn't you? Did you ever do that?
Yes. And I want to bow down and pay homage to the legend of Coach Krzyzewski, because in those four matchups, I was 0-4. And he beat me consistently. With all-time greatness, by the way, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, Grant Hill, some of the greatest to ever do it. Great recruits, great young men, champions. They beat my idols. They beat UNLV, dog. They beat Larry Johnson, Stacey Augman, Anderson Hunt. I was at Hunt's basement. I wanted to cry when they beat him. I never knew I'd be playing against them the next year. And if I never knew that if we was going to show that highlight, I wouldn't have been so mad that we was losing. I would have did what most kids do, and I just would have freaked it, and you wouldn't even know the score of the game.
Jalen.
But in all honesty, though, shout to Coach K and legend. You know, there's John Wooden, and then there's Coach K.
As a final sort of just a way to praise Coach K and how unique he is, can you take us to break by spelling his last name?
Sure. C-O-A-C-H, capital K.
We'll be back with more after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N with an S.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, friend of the show, Jorge Masvidal, faces Kobe Covington, his former friend, his former roommate, in a blood feud match. I can't wait for this one. You know who I'm rooting for. You know who we got on this show.
Friend of foe, yo, state your bid. You didn't know? Oh, there it is. Jay Classic, Reasonable Doubt. How about this, Jacoby? In this sport, to have someone you consider your best friend, you not only train, spar, and do all of that, but you come to each other's fights, build each other's up, in each other's corner, and now you're sworn enemies in this brutal sport. Like, I can't wait to see this. Like, they're going to be out to like, really inflict pain on one another. I'm looking forward to this one for sure.
At first, I questioned whether or not this was real, but the more and more I read and hear from these two, this is real. I think this is very real. Yeah. And I would want Jorge Masvidal mad at me. I would never want that.
But also, you can tell what they're saying to each other, how personal it is. And see, when you can do that to somebody, see, that ain't like talking trash in basketball or football. Mm-mm. Like, they're allowed to do the throat slash gesture in that sport. You see what I'm saying? This is crazy.
Jalen, it is now time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, a film that is very important to the two of us because of our age and our love of the game of basketball and interracial friendships, White Men Can't Jump, is going to come back in a remake, and they have tagged Jack Harlow, that man, to play Billy Doyle. Jalen, I like this. Jack Harlow can ball.
I'm not mad at it. There's a couple of more roles that need to get filled. You know what I'm saying? But I'm happy for him. I think he'll do a good job. I think Blake Griffin, a part of the production. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
I just can't watch people on film play basketball that you know can't play basketball. And I know Jack Harlow has enough game to make it look like he has a lot of game. We'll be back on Monday on ESPN2, as always,
at 4 p.m. You are far too kind.